Deep down in the basement, the curls of smoke choke as they toke, inhaling infidelity, rhymes and rhythms, metaphoric prehistoric jism. An intake of underground sounds and leaves of a dope kind, while the DJ twists to rewind, scratch, 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 and rip, rip-ish. MCs grab the mic, kicking freestyles, rhyming 100 miles a minute. Vocals eclipsing ridiculously dope beats, and they are blind to the signs that the rhyme combined with the mind connects them to their feminine side. The groove slips between their thighs and makes their hips wide like mine, as mother hip-hop places her eternal child inside, something impossible to see through these jaded eyes. As she slides into masculinity, masturbating with their climactic virginity, intrinsically, kinetically, genetically redefining their DNA, so when the archaeologists dig up the past, they will say these homo sapiens are from the era of hip-hop days. They will take the bones and play rhythms that were lost on records and cassettes. Some will dance to remember and some will dance to forget. Because even then, no one will truly see all the hows and whys of when and where we came to be. And they will try to recapture the rapture and velocity that left with the flesh of the hip-hop fiends. They will find curvatures in the bones of MC's hands, learning the dominant, prominent stance. Remnants of baggy pants will leave fibers of a culture that swims in eternity, and they will take relics and try to sell it, promising that the vibe is still alive and that it will make them feel free. Jazz beats and blues sweets will make our primal sex rituals indiscreet, and the sounds of distorted, contorted scratches, sampling styles will echo in the inner ear of a famous DJ's great-great-great-great-grandchild. And they will uncover villages of spirituality, redeeming them from their new world's fallacies. And they will gather the dust of incense sticks to see if it might fill